Camp Mystery Meat Blues. Now, Mystery Meat started back in the 90s when Bill Bobich and his brother-in-law, Ron Rogers, brought some tripe and some kale. We set it on the grill and let it cook, and it's still cooking. It's not ready just yet. Well, the next year, I brought some pig ears. The following year, someone brought a pig snout. And then it was the first year that we camped at Trapper John's. And the cabin was just a skeleton, just a frame up and roof over with a cast iron stove and visqueen wrapped around the cabin, thinking it's going to stay warm. And that was the year that Matty Cowan brought some pig balls. We had them cooking up. Took the metal fire rod. Heated it up red hot, skewered that pig ball, squeal, it made a noise. So it was 2004, the word went out, Maddie was bringing some bull testicles, food grade, but testicles nonetheless. Well, I missed the message. Beaker, I don't think he got the message. So we're down there at winter camp, and Matty Cowan's cooking up the prime rib for the big dinner. And he's got a little dish cooking there by the side. So, what you got there, Matty? He says, oh, that's some veal piccata. I said, okay. So a little bit later on, a little bit stonier, sitting by the smoky cabin stove, and Matty comes in, Trapper following close behind. Matty says, who wants some veal? I said, I'll try some veal. And Mike Beaker, he says, he'll try some veal. So he brings it on, and we dig in. It's a little pasty, like liver. And he says, Matty says, hey, how do you like that veal? And I says, a little pasty. Something like liver, might make good pate. Him and Trapper bust up laughing, and I get all pissed off, and I'm like, well, what'd you feed us? Turns out it was bull ball. So I'm all pissed off, and Michael Beaker's nowhere to be found. Come a little later, he comes walking in looking all pale. Like he decided to leave his outdoors for the raccoons. And that's the tale of the mystery meat.